on the tired horses in the sun. I'm supposed to get in and ride and done. All the tired horses in the sun. I'm supposed to get in and ride and done. Supposed to get in and ride and done. Mm-hmm. All the tired horses in the sun. I'm supposed to get in and ride and done. I'm supposed to get any riding done.
Mm-hmm. All the tired horses, how am I supposed to get any riding done? Or is that writing done? I'm Eric Nelson. You're listening to KSQD, and I'm sitting in for Manuel Zavala on Bread and Buddha. And speaking of getting writing done, last year, October, Bob Dylan put out a massive work, A Philosophy of Modern Song, where he broke down, I think, 65 of his favorite songs with essays, background information, incredible graphics, the whole nine yards. It's rare to get a book from Bob Dylan, but to have Bob Dylan passionately extol the virtues of some of his favorite music, now that's a whole thing entirely. And wait for it, Bob Dylan also put out an audiobook, each chapter read by famous celebrities, movie stars, millionaires, Homes in Beverly Hills, et cetera, et cetera. And a few of the introductions, well, not a few, about 40 of the introductions, Bob Dylan read himself. He read his own little essays that he had written about the particular songs. So we're going to do today, and we're going to do it in part two, week after next, not next week, but the week after next, is, in essence, have Bob Dylan set up his favorite songs. A very simple formula. This isn't Bob Dylan hosting the show, but in a strange way, it is Bob Dylan hosting the show. He's picked the songs, and he's also picked and written and recorded his own introductions for the songs. And in some cases, the introductions are longer than the songs themselves. And I know this will shock you, dear listener. Sometimes they're surrealistic essays that don't seem to make a lot of sense, and you have to listen really closely to find out just what it is he's talking about. I know that will shock you if you're a Bob Dylan fan, but his essays are no different. So we're going to start at the beginning. This is the first thing Bob Dylan wrote, and he sets up each song. And after each song, I may come back and annotate just a little bit to fill in some details on the artist. But let's just start it off with Mr. Dylan himself. A little hint, this is Bobby Bear, Detroit City.
Detroit City. This song is by Bobby Bear. And in it, you're the prodigal son. You went to sleep last night in Detroit City. This morning you overslept, dreamt about wet snow cotton fields, and had delusions about imaginary farmsteads. You've been speculating about your mother, having visions about your old pappy, making up stories about your brother and idealizing your sister. And now you want to go home, back to where things are more neighborly. From the postcards and junk mail that you show off, everybody assumes that you're a bigwig, that things are cool and beautiful, but they're not, and the disgrace of failure is overwhelming. Your life is unraveling. You came to the big city, and you found out things about yourself you did not want to know. You've been on the dark side too long. By day, you make the cocktail lounges. Everywhere you go, people treat you like you're dead. Everywhere you go, you uncover more lies, and only if they could read between the lines, they could figure it out. It wouldn't take much guesswork. You rode a train full of merchandise northbound, and you ended up in the city, Detroit City, looking for a pot of gold. One fruitless search after another, each one taking an unexpected bad turn, and now you're exhausted. Seems like you've been here your whole life, squandering opportunities, lost opportunities. Every day, another daily dose of poison. What are you going to do? You're going to take your foolish self-love and egotism and go back to where it's familiar, back to the ones that stand by you, the ones that you left in the background. You want to go back home. You demand that of yourself. You've got a thirst and a hunger and a need. You've got to get up and go. Beat it. Push off. Time to say adios. You want to go home where they'll embrace you and take you in. Nobody will ask you for an explanation. No one's going to pepper you with relentless questions. You're going to go back to where you can clear your life up, going back to people of understanding, the people who know you best.
I want to go home. I want to go home. Oh, I want to go home. Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Home folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine. But by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines. 'Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years I find I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, I wanna go home.
This is Money, Honey by Elvis Presley. This money thing is driving you up the wall. It's got you dragged out and spooked. It's a constant concern. The landlord's at your door. He's ringing the bell. Lots of space between the rings, and you're hoping he'll go away. Like there's nobody home. You squint through the blinds, and he's got a keen eye, and he sees you. The old Scrooge has come for his rent money for the 10th time, and he wants it on the double. No more hanky-panky. You give him the same old recitation. The times are tough, and your assets have been frozen, and you've got money coming in from a previous job. He doesn't go for any of it. You're on the defensive. The property owner is a doubting Thomas. The typist at old Penny Pincher wants his money now. Pay up or vamos, if you want to stay chummy. What do? You hoot and you howl. You bark at the moon. You're beside yourself. You're fidgety. You call the hardest woman you know. Cream of the crop, coolest and the finest, your first and greatest love. You wake her up at 3:30 in the morning. She's irritated and fuming and in a rage. She wants to know why you called. You tell her you need a helping hand. And if she wants to stay on intimate terms, send you some cash. She says, look here, Mr. Lovey-Dovey. You're too extravagant. You're high on drugs. I gave you money. But you gambled it away, now get lost. You say, wait a minute now. Why are you being so combative? You're way off target. Don't be so small-minded. You're being goofy. I thought we had a love pact. Why do you want to shun me and leave me marooned? What's wrong with you anyway? I'm telling you, let's be amiable. And if you're not, I'm going to wrap this relationship up and terminate it. You're asking her for money. She says money is the root of all evil. Now take a hike. You try to appeal to her sexual side, but she's not having it. She's got another man, which infuriates you no end. But no other man could step into your shoes. No other man can swap places with you. No other man can pinch it when it comes to her. How could it happen? I get it. She's not in love with you anyway. She's in love with the almighty dollar. Now you've learned your lesson, and you see it clear. Used to be, you only associated with extraordinary people. Now they're all a dime a dozen. But you have to keep it in perspective. There's always someone better than you, and there's always someone better than him. You want to do things well. You know you can do things, but it's hard to do them well. You don't know what your problem is. The best things in life are free, but you prefer the worst. Maybe that's your problem.
You know the landlord rang my front door bell. I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window and I peered through the blind. And I asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, know what you want with me. I said, money, honey. Money, honey. Money, honey. If you want to get along with me.
Elvis Presley, Money Honey, before that, Bobby Bear, Detroit City, and both tunes introduced by Bob Dylan. You're listening to Eric Nelson, and this is Bread and Buddha on KSQD. And what we're doing in the next 2 hours, well, in the next hour and 44 minutes, is playing Bob Dylan's introductions that he wrote and recorded for the audiobook of his Philosophy of Modern Song, where he dove deep into the poetry and influence and his general love for a lot of fascinating and occasionally very obscure pieces of music. And the next song I'm about to play is in that obscure category. So everything Bob is saying, he wrote, he recorded it, and what I'm doing on this particular program is having Bob tee up the music itself, which surprisingly I don't think anyone's really done before, so go figure. So take it away, Mr. Dylan.
This song's called Ruby, Are You Mad? This song speaks in the mother tongue at breakneck speed, rapid, quick fire, hardcore, and irresistible. Close as it comes to alchemy and reckons what it's worth, right on point. It's keen to drive you mad, and it's all about Ruby. Ruby, the gal that can restore to you whatever you've lost, and then make you lose it again. Ruby is just as she is, switched on, plugged in, and ladylike. You're sitting in a shade, slumped out, anonymous, incognito, and watch everything go by, unimpressed, hard-bitten, and impenetrable. You can see what people ought to do, but they're not things that you ought to do. The difference between you and them is like the difference between night and day. You're marching in different parades. This song is in church Latin, has plenty of backbone and pieces of the whirlwind in it. You're the rakish king of life, and Ruby is the royal queen. She is jam-packed, full-bodied, mellow, top-heavy, and in her prime, and you're in on the ground floor. She's quick-witted and bailed you out of many a tight situation. No statue could be as beautiful, and any description would be an understatement. She's not mad at anybody, calls you snookums, and you call her buttercup. She spoofs you, pulls your leg. She's your baby doll. This song is well composed, relentless and slick. Don't be conned by the shovel and spade. This song comes down the pike at lightning speed, jet-fueled, played by wizards at full throttle with blazing motivation. You might have had a squabble with Ruby once, but that's ancient history. All things considered, you're hitched up for good. She's your dream girl. You're her best man, and you're hanging on to her for dear life. This song excavates deep down into the old god establishment with a shovel and a spade, cracking up and grinning all the way. This song does not depend on one single thing to get by. It has a jillion things to get by and doubles down on it all. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. This is a song about being on the move and keeping it moving. Being born on the move. The grand tour, one town a jumping off place to the next. No dead ends. A who done it and who cares kind of a song. You never go where you're not wanted. And once you're there, you never refuse to leave. Never a greeting or a parting word for anyone. And no one ever prevents you from returning. Whatever it is, if it's not your business, you'll make it your business. You've evolved over thousands of years, and you're still traveling through, setting up the tent and making ends meet. Hoaxes, tournaments, and spectacles, that's your line of business. Drugstore cowboys, girl watchers, night owls. Everybody and their uncle, you lighten them up and you bleed them with ease. You give nightmares to people while they're fully awake. People whisper behind your back, lampoon you, satirize you, mock you, and ridicule you. They make bitchy comments, but your place in the sun is secure. You're the sexual companion of lunar spirits, and you can make otherwise ordinary people do completely pointless and horrifying things. You've got life down pat. The man you call Granddaddy was on the move, too. Granddad, who peddled slinky lubricants that treat anything from gallbladders to constipation, arthritis, rheumatism, and relieves sluggishness, harangues every Tom, Dick, and Harry with the hard truth of the gospel, fire and brimstone sermons, lake of fire rhetoric, move people to undergo religious and political conversions. Now he can't see beyond his nose. He doesn't have enough sense to come in out of the rain. Soon he'll turn into a butterfly, and his bones will fly away. People of no ethical background for you are easy prey, and they're your line of business. Patronizers, snobs, highbrows, whoever they think they are. But you understand them as geometrical bodies, with solid angles and planes, and you know how to make them see wonderful things, and you can make music that drives them mad. You've got the character of Saturn and the spirit of Venus, passion and desire. You give it to them under the counter. Your guidelines are simple. You rule nothing out. Strip yourself bare and dance the sword dance, buck naked inside of a canvas tent, fenced in with the town royalty, the top brass, and leading citizens, bald as eggs, throw their money down, sometimes their entire bankroll. Floaters and pickpockets is what some people say. Crossbeads and bastards is what others say. But they don't know their ass from their elbow. The things they put up with, you wouldn't tolerate for a minute. There's never been a day when you haven't woken up and said that this wasn't going to be a good day. It's a family thing. Cousins and half-brothers, aunties, granduncles, nieces, cousins twice removed, a fraternal order and sisterhood, an enclosed circle is what it is, a secret society. Your heart is where your seat of wisdom is, and there's no gray matter in your brain. And you're always leaving the door open to friendship. You look into the mirror and see a confidant. You're never inaccessible to yourself. Your philosophy of life is wait and see. You make anybody who sets his eyes on you feel like they're falling in love. You've got a long lineage, and you go everywhere at all times. This way, that way, over the hill, round the mountain, up the road, down the road. Can you go past the cutoff point? Sure, go where you like.
Used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Up a budge of Salvo Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with
with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. The money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. GMC's tramps and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMC's tramps and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
KSQD's annual on-air fundraisers are crucial to our budget and help ensure that we can carry on with the programs you love. Our fall pledge drive begins soon, and we'd love to have you on board for a matching challenge pledge. Your matching gift of $300 or more helps inspire other listeners to give more themselves. Come on, who doesn't like a good challenge? Become a K-Squid Challenger by going to the donate page of our website, ksqd.org.
Or fundraiser, as the case may be. Yep, fabulous pledge week next week. Cher, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, and the Osborne Brothers. Ruby, Are You Mad at Your Man? Now, who on earth would think of putting those songs together? Don't blame me. Bob Dylan wrote about both of them in his book, Philosophy of Modern Song, which came out last year, and he recorded introductions to the songs for his audiobook of the same title. And I've put together Bob's audio introductions and the actual music. So in essence, Bob Dylan, Nobel Prize-winning Bob Dylan, is co-hosting this show. Or maybe I'm hosting the show. No, he's hosting the show. I'm not sure how this is all working. But rest assured, this is Bob Dylan, and he means every word he says when he talks about these songs that definitely rearranged his life. And I have a hunch that some of these introductions will rearrange your life as well.
Blue suede shoes. This song is the handwriting on the wall, loaded with menacing meaning. A signal to gate crashers, stoops, and invaders. Keep your nose out of here. Mind your own business, and whatever you do, stay away from my shoes. You'd like to be on good footing with everyone, but let's face it. There's a harshness to your nature that might go unsuspected, and it can be downright nasty when it comes to your shoes, especially when it comes to your shoes. Your shoes are your pride and joy, sacred and dear. Your reason for living, in anyone who scrapes or bruises them is putting themselves into jeopardy. Accidentally or out of ignorance, doesn't matter. It's the one thing in life you will not forgive. If you don't believe me, step on them by all means. You won't like what happens. You get on well with people, and you put up with a lot, and you hardly get caught off guard, but your shoes are something else. Minor things may annoy you, but you rise above them, having your teeth kicked in, being pounded senseless, being dumped on and discredited. But you don't put any weight on that. None of it is as real to you as your shoes. They're priceless, beyond monetary worth. You can take it all and think nothing of it. Torch my walls, steal my loot, ransack my car, turn my house into a towering inferno. But look out when it comes to my shoes. They're beyond measure. There's no price on them. No asking price. Be careful not to scratch them or rub them the wrong way. If you want to live and know how to live, you'll stay off my shoes. You're not talking tough guy stuff. You're just saying what's important and what's not. You can drink my booze as well. Suck my vital fluid. Swallow it all. Bottoms up. One swig after another. Drink yourself under the table. But all that to me is so-so and run-of-the-mill. Just don't scuff or step on my shoes. Stay away from them. Don't be a dummy. These shoes are potent. They can foretell the future. Locate lost objects, treat illnesses, identify perpetrators of crimes, all that and more. And I'm drawing the line when it comes to touching them. They're beyond estimate, worth their weight in gold, and you're being put on notice. Don't step on them. You'll be made an example of. There will be repercussions. I can vouch for that. These shoes are not like other shifty things that perish or change or transform themselves. They symbolize church and state and have the substance of the universe in them. Nothing benefits me more than my shoes. They answer all my silly questions. I can walk 8,000 miles in them. They're wild and they notice everything. I never walk away and leave them anywhere, and they'll never leave me either. They neither move nor speak, yet they vibrate with life and contain the infinite power of the sun. They're as good as the day I found them. Perhaps you've heard of them. Blue suede shoes? They're blue. Royal blue. Not low-down in the dumps blue. They're killer blue. Like the moon is blue. They're precious. Don't try to suffocate their spirit. Try to be a saint. Try to stay as far away from them as you possibly can.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but get off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoe, daddy.
Come rain or come shine, this song is a declaration of faith, a solemn vow. When you love somebody, your appreciation is real. You're devoted, no matter what. If it rains or shines, snows or sleets, doesn't matter. Your attachment to each other is bottomless. Whether you're in good humor or dissatisfied, it's all the same. And your affection for each other is lodged in the brain, the nervous system. Whether you have peace of mind or you're down in the mouth, this friendship is long-standing and formidable. Upbeat or downbeat, fidelity is beyond question. Your involvement unchanging with wholehearted respect. This love is conclusive and deep in your subconscious. Your love for each other is die-hard and dependable and will always be returned. Drunk or sober, it will be returned. Contented or troubled, will still be responded to. You can bet on it. Whatever hang-ups or grief might come your way, this love is hardcore. Money or no money, it's clear-cut, habitual. Throughout all the heartaches and commotion, you're unaffected. You're captivated with each other. You see through each other's eyes. Hardly anything gets a rise out of you. You look at things from beginning to end, and you borrow each other's understanding.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, oh, that'd be fine. Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things, one of those crazy things. But don't you ever bet me, don't you bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true, gonna be true if you let me, let me, let me, let me, let me, let me love you, let me love you. Come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, won't that be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you, baby.
Judy Garland, Come Rain or Come Shine, Johnny Mercer, Harold Arlen's song, and Bob Dylan in his Philosophy of Modern Song is very, very choosy about which version of the songs he loves, and he's picked the Judy Garland version, a lot of other versions, but that's the one he chose, and he didn't go with Elvis for Blue Suede Shoes, no, he went for the original songwriter, Carl Perkins. Blue Suede Shoes. You're listening to Bread and Buddha with Eric Nelson sitting in for Manuel Zavala, and this is a special part one of a two-part special where we're breaking down Bob Dylan's epic Philosophy of Modern Song, culling his introductions that he recorded for his audiobook and matching them up with the actual song, the actual performances that Bob Dylan picked for the book. believe it or not, I don't think this has been done before. If it had been done before, I wouldn't be doing it now. Now, would I? You're listening to KSQD Santa Cruz, and we're going to move on now. Well, again, it's great to have Bob Dylan co-hosting a show with me. It makes it awfully easy to do my job.
If you don't know me by now, by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. In this song, the protagonist has proven his worth. He's accounted for himself in all good ways, with class and distinction. He's performed wonders for his steady mate, gave her a life, made her rich, fed and clothed her, contributed to her happiness, and even after all this, she still doesn't trust him, thinks he's on an ego trip. She's got a short fuse, and she's jumpy. Every little thing leads to a blow-up. There's no meeting of the minds. This song has got a lot of bluster, a lot of conceit, a lot of hot air. It's beautifully arranged and performed to perfection. This is a song of self-pride and self-admiration. You arrive home late, but you come at the 11th hour with bells on, and you're in top form. You play around, but all the hanky-panky fizzles out. You're not conscious of each other. You try hard to get through. You put your cards on the table, face up. You're considerate and upfront about absolutely everything. You lay yourself bare. What is she so pissed about? You lay in bed at night, feel her huge body. She's covered in emeralds. On goes the light. She wants precise detail of where you've been. And she's giving you the business, giving you bad vibes. You try to be cool, but she's cagey and skeptical. You're here body and soul. Why can't she get the hang of that? You've given her everything you can lay your hands on, and she still can't tune into you. If she doesn't know you by now, she must be mindless. Yes, knowing somebody can be a Herculean task. A lot of obstacles get in the way, but still, though, you have to wonder. If she doesn't know your accomplishments and crowning achievements by now, would she ever? You'll have some mixed attitudes over the same exact things, and that leads to more arguments. More arguments to muddle through. She throws a fit about nothing and becomes your nemesis. And she's got a blazing temper and finds fault with everything. It's difficult to say how badly you feel about this. You amuse her, inspire and gratify her. But she thinks that you're just too wrapped up in yourself, being narcissistic. Both of you know the difference between what's right and what's not so right. Neither of you were born yesterday. You're not babes in the woods, juvenile brats. Neither of you want this love to peter out. Come on now, let's pull together. Let's not take things for granted. Let's be level-headed here. Let's not act like children. What are we grumbling about? One thing you know for sure is that you like this place. It's where you want to be. It's familiar to you. Your needs are fulfilled here. It's your shelter, your stomping ground. But if she doesn't think that you'd walk out of here in a minute, she's thinking wrong. And that's just one more piece of evidence that she doesn't know you. There's a lot of realism in this song, a lot of self-worship. It's a song of misunderstanding and friction between people. A lopsided relationship, two partners annoying each other, wasting time and energy over things they should leave alone. It's a long-suffering and passive kind of song.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Like children, when we argue for the fight, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't know now,
you will never, never, never know.
You'll never, never, never know me. Got our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
El Paso. This is a ballad of the tortured soul, the cowboy heretic, prince of the Protestants, falling in love with a smooth-complexioned dancing girl just like that, fast as he can do it. The song hardly says anything you can understand, but if you throw in the signs, symbols, and shapes, it hardly says anything that you don't understand. Gunfire, blood, sudden death. Seems like a typical Western ballad. Is anything but. This is Moloch, the cat's eye pyramid, the underbelly of beauty where you take away the bottom number and the others fall. The cowboy chosen one, bloody mass sacrifice, Jews of the Holocaust, Christ in the temple, the blood of Aztecs upon the altar. This song kicks you down. Before you can get up, it hits you again. This is the stuff to live for, and what you make of it all. This is mankind created in the image of a jealous Godhead. This is fatherhood, the double God, and the golden calf, the godly man, the jealous human being. This mode of life is an all-confrontational mode of life, the highs and lows of it. But it actually is. Truth that needs no proof, where every need is an evil need. This is a ballad of outrageous love. El Paso, the passageway, the escape hatch, the secret staircase, ritual crime and symbolic lingo, circular imagery, names and numbers, transmigration, deportation, and all in the cryptic first person, the primitive self, the stench of perfume, alcohol, the puff of smoke, the duel, the worthless life, pain in the heart, staying in the saddle, love in vain, the grim reaper, and a love that's stronger than death and other things. The black knight and the white knight, the good luck charm and the evil eye, 5 mounted cowboys, 12 more on the hill, and there's more. Queen of Sin Street, the diseased prostitute, an apparition that's solidly real. Heals emotionally disturbed people and the mentally ill. an invisible force. This is a woman you're willing to stake your life on. Rose's cantina is the same cantina over and over again. The symbolic Rosa, the black gown and the bishop's ring, the bread and the wine and the blood of Christian martyrs, blood that dyes the white rose red. Racked and scourged, a Catholic song, universal, where no insult will go unchallenged, where every trail goes cold, where Rome has spoken. The handsome young stranger, foreigner, a Dixie Democrat, maybe 20 years younger, with his hands all over the snake-worshipping Felina, dead on the floor. Killed by the quick-drawing cowboy with ferocious intent. Shot him dead not a split second too late, with a wink and a nod, a mixed bag of a man, a magpie. To not have done so would have been a violation of an age-old custom, practically a sacrilege. Don't think there wasn't any good in him, Felina might say with a heartfelt sigh. You bury your face in the crotch of your elbow. It's impossible to feel overjoyed. You hustle out the back door, steal a fine horse, flee in haste, northward and into the Badlands, into the chaos and climax of the song. You're going as fast as you can, but it's not all that fast. In a way, this is a song of genocide, where you're led by your nose into a nuclear war. Ground Zero, New Mexico, where the first atom bomb was tested. Land of witchcraft, Crazy Cat Mountain, and the El Paso Gate of Death. Tierra del Encanto, near the White Sand Missile Range. The Devil's Highway, down Hornada del Muerto. It's a labyrinth of a song. It's the end of the line for Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys. The end of beans, bacon, and meat, bedrolls, and cow roping. Coat of the West and the Longhorn Drive. The end of the Sheik, the Gaucho, and the Matador. Where one bad bull be death of you. The lonely figure, the scamp, the cowboy scapegoat. And this is his story. At last, you're free forevermore, and far away out of it all. The smoke's cleared, and you're a lot better than you thought you'd be, but you can't help but notice something's missing. The black-eyed Felina is still on your mind, and she's calling out in a whisper, I want you over here right away. So you saddle up, and away you go. It's your duty, back over the shifting sands, into the high-speed whirlwind romance that you left far behind, until you're looking down on Rose's Cantina from up on the bluff. But then, from out of the blue, five mounted cowboys are shooting at you. They're larger than life. Vigilantes with badges pursuing you, not for slaying and killing, not for the taking of life, not for the routine charge of murder, but for horse stealing. The old West capital crime. They pump you full of lead and shoot you off your horse. It's there that Felina finds you and takes her place beside you, kissing your cheeks while you're slowly dying, cradles you in her two loving arms, lays her hands on you and kisses your lips, and you kiss her back with a kiss that says, I forgive you.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind.
dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down with his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina good.
You may have heard that prices for used vehicles are up, which also means that car or truck you don't need anymore is worth more as a donation to K-Squid. Learn more by clicking the support tab at ksqd.org.
KSQD Santa Cruz 90.7 FM, KSQT Brundale 89.7 FM.
Well, that was an epic introduction to El Paso, about 2 minutes longer than the actual song itself, Bob, buddy. Clearly was taken away, carried away, and then taken away by the great story. Marty Robbins, of course, a song that has been covered endlessly by the Grateful Dead. If you're a fan of the Grateful Dead Zone, which I, Eric Nelson, host every Saturday at noon, you've heard about 837 versions of that song over the last few years, but always glad to hear the original. Before that, Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, If You Don't Know Me By Now. You're listening to Bread and Buddha, but it's a special Bread and Buddha because, in essence, it's hosted by Bob Dylan, who put together a book last year called The Philosophy of Modern Song, where he wrote about, if not his favorite songs, about the music that that shaped him, that reached him. And he wrote mini essays about each of the songs and then went ahead and recorded a bunch of them for the audiobook. So I plucked out the audio and then matched it up with the exact version of the song that Dylan had selected, and you're hearing it now. So part two of this show will start in just a second, but I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you about other good stuff coming down today at 3:30, and that would be Sprouts, it's Radio from the Grassroots, a program that's created by some of our fellow community radio stations from the Pacific Radio Network. And basically, our fellow community radio stations around the world gather stories and news stories, and they select the best ones and put it together in a special program every week. And Sprouts can be heard today at 3:30, right after the Laura Flanders Show. So definitely tune in for that to get a round-the-world tour of great community radio stations. So the great thing about this show is I don't have to do much work. I can just kick back and listen to Bob go off and go on and explicate the music. So let's go back to Bob. It's part two of a two-part. If it's confusing, there'll be another edition of this particular special the week after next. Next week is Pledge Drive, so we're not going to get in the way of that by having Bob Dylan clutter things up. But this today and in a couple of weeks, the same time slot, Bread and Buddha, Bob Dylan is going to take us through some of his favorite music, and this particular song is no exception.
Nellie was a lady. In this song, the fire's gone out and your life is missing. Your happiness has turned to nothing, and there's no trace of it. Your happiness is out and out over. You're hauling the timber on the Grand River, the big river, river of tears, manifest destiny. You hoist the cottonwood logs, the silverback poplars that make bright shiny tables and furniture. But you've reached the station in life where the work is meaningless, and it's been this way ever since grief came to knock. Knocking when the cock crowed, grief and gloom in the first light of morning, knocking out the bright lights of the heavens. Now you live life absent-minded and distracted. But you won't give in to emotions. If you did, you'd be sunk. You're never going to be sunk or go under. You're never going to lose balance. Even in this, the collapse of your world. Now and forever, you'll be lukewarm to all things in life in the face of this heavy blow. Let's strike the bell for stateliness and virtue, and let the sirens ring for what's proper and priceless. Sound the alarm for the salt of the earth, and play the anthems for the glory and majesty that has gone the way of all flesh. The beaming, smiling face that expired once and for all, your better half, your genuine counterpart. In your mind, you're meandering through the meadows, the green pastures, the hanging branches above the clover, the booming bouquets of a summer day, and right alongside you is everything you love, everything fine and fair, all that is true and trustworthy, everything natural. You're roaming the fields and listening to the funeral hymns. You never lose sight of her face, your precious treasure, your reason for being, taken away that day in the black wagon. Your excitement for life has faded away, but still above all, there's the daily grind, and you never put any more effort into anything except what's necessary. All life's colors are darkened, and your bones feel like they're on the body of a ghost.
Down on the Mississippi floating, long time I travel on the way. All that the cottonwood are toting, sang for my true love all the day. Nellie was a lady, last night she died. Toll a bell for lovely Nell, my dark Virginia bride. Now I'm unhappy and I'm weeping, can't tote the cottonwood no more. Last night while Nellie was asleeping, death came a-knocking at the door. Nellie was a lady, last night she died. Toll a bell for lovely Nell, my dark Virginia bride. When saw my Nelly in the morning, smiled till she opened up her eyes. Seemed like the light of day a-dawning, just before the sun began to rise. Close by the margin of the water, where the lone weeping willow grows, there lived Virginia's lovely daughter. There she in death may find repose. Nelly was a lady, last night she died. Tore the bell for lovely Nell, my dark Virginia bride. Down in the meadow among the clover, walk with my Nelly by my side. Now all them happy days are over, farewell my dark Virginia bride. Nelly was a lady, last night she died. Tore the bell for lovely Nell, my dark Virginia bride.
Waist deep in the big muddy. This song is a song of remembrance of things past. You're looking back to olden times, to things that have happened before now. You're in a militia, a volunteer army, a newcomer, a raw recruit, practicing tactics and playing war games in the swamplands. You're learning how to take fire, trigger mines, and throw bombs. In the dark of night, the skipper tells you to cut across a tributary stream, the Big Muddy, and you're knee-deep in it. The platoon leader says to push on, but a non-commissioned officer questions that. He says to the chief, "Are you confident that this is the best way to get back to the terminal? The way things are stacking up, it doesn't look too good." The chief will have none of it. He says, "I've crossed this river a mile up before. And these questions are unwarranted. It might get a little spongy, but just keep slogging and keep advancing. We'll be on terra firma in no time." Before you know it, you're waist deep in the muck, and you're starting to get concerned. Still, though, the head honcho says, "Continue on. Keep moving. No ifs, ands, or buts." The sergeant says, "Sir, we're too loaded down with baggage and contraptions. We'll be dragged under." The commander says, "Don't be silly. Your arguments are baseless. Come on, man. Show some backbone and willpower. Do like me. Come on. Let's get this show on the road." But now you're neck deep in the slush. And still the wacko captain says to keep going. Pretty soon there's a murky dark shadow over your head, and you hear a splashing and gurgling. The top dog's helmet comes floating by. The sergeant says, "Turn around, men, and go back. I'm the big gun now. Do as I say." You plunge into the slimy deep, descend down to the bottom, and you see your dead leader's body stuck in the muddy quagmire. He didn't know that the water was deeper here than the place he was before. Didn't realize he was walking towards a drop-off. Hadn't known that a second stream was lumped together with this one, and the cross-current would swirl around and pull him down. You narrowly escaped from the Big Muddy, but the old war horse is long gone. It was by accident that you got out of there. You had a lucky break. The nutty captain wasn't so lucky, and the unfortunate incident nauseated you. But you're not going to come down on anybody or implicate anybody. You just want to wash your hands and be free of it. When you see the standard reports in the news of this tragic event, that old feeling can't help but come back, that we're always deep in the gigantic, colossal mess, and some big idiot is telling us to push on. It would take a lifetime to relive all your memories. You want to do it all in a day.
It was back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. All at once, the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Well, they won't let Pete play it on the Smothers Brothers, but here on KSQD, Waist Deep in the Big Muddy. Before that, Nelly Was a Lady, a song written by Stephen Foster. And in Bob Dylan's little essay on it, he mentions that Stephen Foster is the counterpoint, in his opinion, to Edgar Allan Poe. Interesting juxtaposition there, but Bob Dylan is anything if not interesting. You're listening to Bread and Buddha. I would be Eric Nelson, and we're waist deep in the big philosophy of modern song special. We're basically taking the music that Dylan curated and the introductions that he recorded for his audio book and mashing them up together. So Bob Dylan is sort of, kind of, actually co-hosting this show. I'd rather say he's hosting the show, but got to be careful about that. It's not every day you get to work with a Nobel Prize winner, correct? So anyway, let's move on. Bob Dylan says it way, way infinitely better than I ever could, so we're just going to keep playing his introductions and playing the music, and these are all the songs that he picked. Some of these have a bunch of versions, and Dylan was very careful to specify which version of which song, but I think there's only one version of this next song, because I don't think anyone could pretty much top the original.
Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson. In the past, you entertain yourself with other people's hearts. You stretch the rules. All you had to do was look at someone, give them the eye, and they wasted no time in coming to you and covered the ground in a short time. You went on a spree and left a trail of sensitive, violated hearts But that came to an end. And when you ran up against someone who buckled you one-on-one, who made you fall to pieces and eat the dirt, you were brainless. No doubt about that. She played with you and teased you with her happy-go-lucky ways. She was easygoing and cheerful, unbothered. She fondled and stroked you. And with her baby blue peepers, she enchanted you. She was a real knockout. She sized you up. She was captivating and shrewd and lousy with lies. Oh, yeah, you were an absolute blockhead, beyond a doubt. She told you all kinds of things, how she adored you and would cherish you forever, put you on a pedestal. She took charge over your inner being. Never before had you exposed yourself to such an imposter. Oh, yeah, you were snowed most definitely. Later on, when she was gone, you knew she'd been dishonest. Told you many a tall tale that you fell for. Put on a nice front. Now you're a wooden man, bloodless and cold. She came in first and racked off another win. Came out on top, feather in her cap. Poor little fool, yeah, exactly. Used to frolic and joke with other hearts like it was a contest. But if anybody ever thought that it would happen to you, they'd have to hold their breath. It would be a long wait, but it happened anyway. You got caught up in the senseless, feeble-minded game, and you were consumed. Now you're obsolete and out of date, and you're walking in the night down by the river, but the water's dead, and you're moving one leg at a time. Another girl has got her hand on your shoulder. You're not always at your best.
Chasing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. Hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other cards, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
Flying too high can be dangerous. One bad move leads to another, and that move is usually worse than the one before. Committing yourself too early can lead to disaster, but once you go, you go. This song is zooming and whizzing and runs the course. It gets up to speed and barges into the sun, ricochets off the stars, smokes pipe dreams, and blasts into cloud cuckoo land. It's a whimsical song that stays aloft. You get the mental picture, utopia, and it's painted blue, oil paint, cosmetics and grease paint, frescoes with blue slapped on, and you're singing like a canary. You're tickled pink, walking on air, and there's no end to space. You're the Bobbsey twins, two minds thinking as one, and it's marvelous and awesome. You get high and you're having a ball. Everybody's getting a charge out of it. Come on, let's live a little. It's just a hop, skip, and jump to cloud nine. You're jetting out and making maneuvers and winging it like an aviator. Mirrored in your own dreams and experience that sense of wonder. Flying up through the veil, light as a feather, lingering a while on the puffy vapors far above the maddening crowd. The connoisseurs, the judges, and the cliques, all the organizations, everything that wants to grab at your feet and bring you down to earth. Around the globe you skyrocket, through the labyrinth. No wonder your happy heart sings, sings the melodies with all the tonality and vibrations of the senses. Ragtime, bebop, operatic and symphonic, the sounds of violins. It's buzzing in your ears, and it's all in tune with your mercurial self. You're barnstorming through dimensions. You're on the rim of the universe in the bright lights of the great millennium. Nowhere to go but up. You're fairly certain you've become some kind of biological mutation. You're no longer a mere mortal. You could tear your own body to pieces and throw the bits everywhere. Bending the throttle, climbing high, out of control, where everything becomes a nebulous blur. Nothing up here but your imagination. You're fluttering and floating. Nothing you can't discover, even the hidden things. The deeper you go, the more you grasp. You try to talk to yourself, but after the first few words, the conversation is over. You're blazing like a comet, hightailing it to the stars. Maybe you're crazy, but you're no imbecile.
Penso che un sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, e volavo, volavo felice, più in alto del sole ed ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù, una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, oh, oh. Nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, ma tutti i sogni nell'alba svaniscono perché quando tramonta la luna li porta con sé. Ma io continuo a sognare negli occhi tuoi belli, che sono blu come un cielo trapunto di stelle. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù, e continuo a volare felice più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano scompare negli occhi tuoi blu. La tua voce è una musica dolce che suona per me. Volare, felice di stare qua giù, nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù.
Well, that takes me back to the brass age of American car design, the Plymouth Volare. Remember that in the late 1970s? I think Ricardo Montalban was lurking about in the shadows. Who but Bob Dylan would pick that as one of the songs that changed his life. In fact, in the after notes to this, he mentions that this could have been one of the first hallucinogenic songs, predating White Rabbit by at least 10 years. A more catchy melody you'll never hear or experience. Even if you don't hear it, you hear it. And before that, Ricky Nelson, Poor Little Fool. Bob's a huge Ricky Nelson fan, wrote brilliantly about Ricky Nelson in his Chronicles book. Bob, leave it to musicians to write about other musicians. They always find things in the artist and in the song that we mere mortals cannot find. And if you're Bob Dylan, you're going to really find stuff there. This would be Eric Nelson on KSQD, sitting in for Manuel Zavala, Bread and Buddha. I'll be here for the next couple weeks doing Bread and Buddha. And if you're enjoying this show, there'll be a part two week after next. Next week will be Pledge Drive, so we have a lot of urgent business to attend to, like not giving away, but auctioning rare Joni Mitchell CDs. So stay tuned for that. But meanwhile, let's keep in this track, this great Bob Dylan track. We're playing excerpts from his book, Philosophy of Modern Song. Bob recorded introductions for the audiobook, and what I've done is found the introductions and dug up the original versions, the versions that Bob Dylan shouted out, because some of these have a lot of versions. But this, I think, again, there's just one version of this song for very obvious reasons.
Well, this is There Stands the Glass by Webb Pierce. The guy in this song is quite a backstory and has a lot to answer for. It's hard to be on the losing end of a lost cause, a lost enterprise. A cause with no objective purpose, unequivocally false from start to finish. This man is in mental bondage. He must justify and vindicate his entire being. He's been betrayed by politicians back home, forsaken and double-crossed, stabbed in the back by legislators and members of his own government. He doesn't recall ever having a soul, or if he did, it's long dead at the bottom of a lake. He fought like a savage. He stuck a bayonet into babies' bellies and gouged out old men's eyes. He's been unfaithful to the human spirit, and he's assassinated priests. He lost his independence years ago. He's lived on rations, and he's done degenerate, demonic things. He plugs his head into nightly dreams and sees million-dollar wounds, purple hearts. He sees his ranks whittled down piecemeal. He rounds up the elderly women and children, tortures their huts, and turns his machine gun on them. He sees shadowy figures in black pajamas and conical hats. He sees a little boy 2 years old, and he murders him. He sees his buddy slit a little girl wide open with a knife, strip her clothes off and rape her. Then he shoots her with an automatic, his horny buddy. He's back home now, shrapnel on his arms and legs. Mosquito bites, he tells himself. He's standing in a crowded room in the tavern on the green, and he looks around. He's surrounded by the enemy. It's zero hour. This is a ritual celebration where he's being honored as a hero. He tells the waiter to fill his glass to the brim. This is it. This is the way it is. It could not have been any other way.
The glass that will ease all my pain, that will settle my brain. It's my first one to take. There stands the glass that will hide all my tears, that will drown all my fears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass, fill it up to the brim, till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one to take. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass, fill it up to the brim, till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one to take.
Strangers in the night. This is the song of the lone wolf, the outsider, the alien, the foreigner, the night owl who's wheeling and dealing, putting everything up for sale and surrendering his self-interest. On the move aimlessly through the dingy darkness, slicing up the pie of sentimental feelings, dividing it into pieces all the time, exchanging piercing, penetrating looks with somebody he hardly knows. Tramps and mavericks, the object of each other's affection, enraptured with each other and creating an alliance, ignoring all the ages of man, the golden age, electronic age, the age of anxiety, the jazz age. You're here to tell a different story. A bird of another feather. You got a tough persona like a side of beef, and you're aroused and stimulated with an ear-to-ear grin like a Cheshire cat. And you're rethinking your entire formless life, and your entire being is filled with a whiff of this heady ambrosia, something in your vital spirit, your pulse, something that runs in the blood, tells you that you must have this tender feeling of love now and forever, this essence of devoted love held tightly in your grip, that is essential and necessary for staying alive and cheating death. Intruders, oddballs, kooks, and villains in this gloomy, lifeless, and dark fight for space. Two rootless, alienated people, withdrawn and isolated, open the door to each other, said aloha, howdy, how you doing, and good evening. How could you have known that this smooching and petting eros and adoration was just one breakdown mambo hustle away? One far-sighted, google-eyed look and a lusty leer. That ever since then, that moment of truth, you've been steamed up, head over heels, each other's heart's desire, sweethearts and honeys, right from the beginning, right from the inaugural sideline sneak peek, the origin, the starting point. Now you're yoked together, one flesh in perpetuity, into the vast eternity, immortalized.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting,
Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night. Love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night.
And as it fades out, you get a whiff of what Frank Sinatra felt about that song. According to Dylan's philosophy of modern song, Sinatra referred to that song at the time and in the future as a piece of word I cannot say on the radio. But it was a big hit in 1966, so go figure. And before that, There Stands the Glass, very, very weird, surreal, psychotronic country song, with engendered a psychotronic essay by Bob Dylan. You're listening to Bread and Buddha. I'm Eric Nelson. We're in the closing stretch here of Bob Dylan introducing songs he chose for his masterwork, Philosophy of Modern Song, a book that came out last year. And if you're digging this, there'll be a part two, a second edition, with all sorts of great music coming up in week after next. So there's a lot to dive into this music, and Bob really knows what he's talking about. And this artist needs no introduction, but wait a second, Bob's going to give one anyway.
You're cheating art. This is the song of the con artist. In this song, you're the swindler who sold me a faulty bill of goods, beguiled me, double-crossed me, and now you're out of moves, and soon you'll be groaning with prolonged suffering. How do I know? I just know. Maybe I have a crystal ball. Maybe I read tarot cards. Maybe I just foresee things. Maybe I have a sixth sense. A whole lot of maybes. I don't know how I know. I just know. Your cheating heart has unlimited power. It was unreliable, corrupt, and treacherous. It was responsible for bringing poison and pestilence into the homes of millions. And you commended yourself for it. You celebrated yourself. You pulled all the strings. Acted as if you owned the world. Passed the buck. And went back on your word. You were shameless and couldn't be depended upon. You bit the hand that fed you. You're immoral, haughty, and falsified the true doctrines of life. You devour human flesh, but it's all over now. You were caught and found guilty, and all these things can be substantiated by sworn statements. It was hot tips and inside information that did you in. Your heart betrayed you. It wasn't what you thought it was. The chickens have finally come home to roost, and now it's time to pay. Payment's long overdue. Soon, you'll be on a crying bench, wide awake and troubled, your consciousness filled with self-disgust. Tears like falling rain, no little drizzle, but sheets and buckets. Rain that soaks up your mattress and bedspread, trails of tears that go down into the basement, the real wet stuff. You rob me of any possibility of happiness, and for that your mind will punish you, unable to conquer out even for a minute. You'll bawl and scream, call out my name, but I'll rebuke you, won't recognize your voice. It won't sound like you. You'll want me to swing by, but I won't be doing that. Soon you'll be marching on the same side of the road as I'm on. We'll see how you handle that. You were prejudiced, stupid, and hypocritical, and now your cheating heart is making its presence felt. You don't want me to live an honest life. You bamboozled me and ripped me off, and now there'll be no more sleep for you. Not this night. Not any night. You thought you could do anything? Thought you'd live forever? You gave it all you had. You just didn't have the right character to pull it off. It's a hell of a thing, isn't it?
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. Walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Beyond the sea. In this song, your happiness lies beyond the wide sea. And to get there, you have to cross the great unknown. You're going out of bounds, and you're into the briny deep. Navigating by the stars, measuring longitudes and latitudes. You're the captain, and you're sailing towards your nerve center, who's waiting in the coastlands upon the rich and rosy beach. She's waiting for you there, biding her time, sitting tight. She's on the lookout for you, checking out every ship, the clipper ships, the schooners and the sloops. Onwards and onwards, you go sailing over the bounding main and off into the wild blue yonder, sailing towards your life, your final destination. You're checking your compass, your almanac, and your horoscope. The entire hemisphere is right there, at your command, right there in your field of vision. This is a good day, if there ever was one, round the clock, day and night. The breezes belong to you. All the waves are your friends. And you're going over to the far side, above and beyond, going off limits. You've been knocking about on this voyage since forever, riding on the crest of a high rippling wave, heading for a place you never heard of. You're the skipper. Soon the fair winds blow you into the harbor, and you see the port lights, Soon you'll be approaching and coming up. You'll hit town and weigh anchor. And she's standing on the shores of everlasting gold. Soon, you'll be shut off from the world, linked up everlasting, on top of each other. You'll kiss and embrace. Every day from now on, a jolly holiday. Wonderfully brilliant and true to form. You see everything from the proper angle. You return to where you came from. No more casting off into a distant galaxy. No more cruising off into supernatural darkness. Never again you'll go sailing. You can lay it all down and pull the shade. You quit while you're ahead.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye.
Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea. Bobby Darin was famously quoted saying, "I would like to be a legend by 25 and an institution by 30. I don't think Bobby Darin made it, but our phantom host today, Bob Dylan, certainly did. Legend by 25, check. Institution by 30, double check. And Nobel Prize was still way in his future. This is Eric Nelson sitting in for Manuel Zavala on Bread and Buddha on KSQD, and I'm playing Bob Dylan's music that shaped, influenced, and knocked Bob Dylan out. He wrote a book about it, and he narrated some of the introductions for an audiobook, so I'm putting the two together. Don't worry if you're just tuning in and you feel like you missed the show. There'll be another one, part two, in a couple of weeks, and this will be on our archive as of tomorrow. So just check out Bread and Buddha, ksqd.org. 2-week archive, Bread and Buddha, and we'll be sitting right there. So I won't say we've saved the best for last, but we've saved actually a more modern song for last. We've been kind of wallowing in the early 60s, 30s, 40s, 50s, we're at least going into the 70s now. How's that? And again, let's let Bob Dylan tee everything up.
The Pretender, Jackson Brown song. The pretender is a menace to both church and society. Old age doesn't occur to him, and he has a rabid curiosity for the opposite sex. He is self-aggrandizing and ever surrendering to the third person. The pretender is someone who has sold himself for a tiny little bit of the American dream. He's an ice cream vendor, a drunk on a bender, a moneylender, and he could have been a contender. The pretender has drawing power. He's on the move. He's always going to California. The pretender doubles down on everything, sidesteps what he doesn't like, and as good as getting himself out of his own way, he's slippery. He'll booze you up and strap you down, and he'll kill you with slogans. The pretender doesn't stand in the chow line. He packs his own snacks, holds down a job, goes home and settles down, goes to sleep, gets up in the morning, does it again for an encore. His life is a broken record. He's got all the answers. For him, love is dangerous work, and his success depends on being someone he's not. He's trapped in a lesser world, the world of the legal tender, where sirens sing and the church bells ring and the morning light streams in. The all-knowing light, the illuminating light, the light that's so bright it makes him blind as a bat. He's in for the long haul, caught between the hogwash and the filth, the know-nothing and the know-not-what. He's the old pro looking for another war to fight, caught in the machine of corruption. No regard for the things that come too quickly. He can't stand them. What he appreciates are the things that take him a long time to get, the things that make his life complete. The burden of others will weigh him down, and so does his longing for love. He's strolling in the moonlight, promenading down the boulevard, never lingers at a red light, doesn't want to be fossilized or turned into a mummy. He's cruising in the twilight, where the air is chilled and biting, where lovers find everything funny and they chuckle and giggle, top it all off by engaging in great battles, tearing at the world, mutilating everything in sight, brawling and getting into dogfights. He sees it all. Dark glasses on his face to hide his eyes. But there's no eyes, no heart, no soul, only empty pits and a voracious sex appetite. Last night he listened to jazz on the radio, Mingus, Brubeck, Monk, and fell asleep at another traffic light, wondering about utopia, a land he's heard about in a dream. He's thinking that someday he'll find everything that's been mislaid or left behind, that someday he'll find a girl to show him what giggling really means, and then he'll make love till he's exhausted, till all his power is gone, till his manhood is non-existent. Then he'll get up and do it again. He's already decided that. He's going to be out to lunch, a real dumbbell. He's going to go all out for money. He's going to buy everything in every window display and get everything he sees in a commercial ad, whatever it is. He's going to buy it, whatever the flyer says. He's going to be single-minded and believe in everything that's profitable, everything he spends his dough on. He's turned over a new leaf, and the street is his, and here he comes. He was a youngster once, underdeveloped but fierce and hard as nails. But he capitulated. He raised the white flag. He thought his love could grapple with anybody, but it couldn't. If you want to say a prayer for the pretender, say it. But be careful. Something might rub him the wrong way. The pretender doesn't want anything to be ordinary. He couldn't express it any clearer.
Changes we waited for love to some greater awakening. I've been aware of the time going by. They say in the end, it's the wink of an eye. When the morning light comes streaming in, you'll get up and do it again. Between the longing for love and the struggle for the legal tender, where the sirens sing and the church bells ring and the junk man pounds his fender, where the veterans dream of the fight, fast asleep at the traffic light, and the children solemnly wait for the ice cream vendor. Out into the cool of the evening strolls the pretender. He knows that all his hopes and dreams begin and end there. Girl who can show me what laughter means, and we'll fill in the missing colors in each other's paint by number dreams, and then we'll put our dark glasses on and we'll make love until our strength is gone, and when the morning light comes streaming in, we'll get up and do it again. Get it up again. I'm gonna be a happy idiot and struggle for the legal tender. Pretender who started out so young and strong, only to surrender.
KSQD Santa Cruz, 90.7 FM. KSQT Prunedale, 89.7 FM and translator K208GE Monterey, 89.5 FM.
The Pretender, Jackson Browne, and that brings this edition of The Philosophy of Modern Song and my brief tenure with Bob Dylan as co-host to an end. But never fear, there'll be a part two week after next, same bat time, same bat channel. Want to thank radio's beloved Tony Russomanno for extracting all of those tricky Dylan audio excerpts, which is more work than I can conceive of. Stay tuned. David Bean is lurking literally behind my shoulder in the shadows to do another killer episode of New Squid in Town, a.k.a. New Squid on the Block, which I mispronounce every time I sit in with David. And David and I will be back on Pledge Drive Thursday to regale you with all sorts of great music and great fundraising and fun-raising suggestions. So stay tuned next week, but I'm going to let David take it away from here.